a very dramatic scene
and a very peculiar word. Moshe, very heroically, very selflessly, when he learns of his bitter fate and his ban of entering Israel, his first response is, "Who will be my successor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, assign and appoint someone that has the breadth of personality, Elokei Ruchos L'chol Basar, Ish Asher Ruach Bo." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, of course, Yeshua is the obvious choice. It must be painful to Moshe that his children aren't selected. And Moshe is asked to perform smicha. This is really the first smicha in the Torah. Unfortunately, we've lost smicha. The smicha we have today isn't really official halachic smicha. That tradition of ish mipiish, which must be delivered from person to person, that we lost around the, more or less, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And this process should occur in front of Elazar HaKohen, who was the new Kohen Gadol, the entire people. And then a strange word, Vitzivisa Oso Le'inehem. You should command him in their presence, in the presence of the people, the nation. What is the command that Yehoshua is receiving? He should be appointed, he should be designated, he should receive smicha, or as the following pasuk describes, V'nasata me'otcha alav, you should place your glory on him. Strange word. So Rashi interprets the phrase literally, that you should command him to have patience. The Jewish people can try people's patience. They are a challenge. They're sometimes unruly. They're sometimes rebellious. Tarchanim, sarvanim. So this is a package deal. You want to be the leader, you have to have that tolerance and that patience. And hence, from Rashi's standpoint, tolerance, patience, forbearance is one of the traits of leadership. Again, it's so sad that one of the most abused words in today's world is the word leader. And it has been hijacked to mean so many, not just foreign traits, but antithetical personalities and traits that are completely antithetical to real, true leadership. So Rashi provides one trait of leadership, and that's the trait of patience, forbearance. People are weak. People sometimes try your patience. Sometimes they want to just goad you or bait you. And you have to have patience and be able to withstand a lot of both disappointment as well as sometimes personal suffering. But the Ramban doesn't believe that this is the message or the translation of the Tzivisa. First of all, this should be conveyed in private if indeed it surrounds the difficult, obstinate nature of the Jewish people. It's not something that should be announced or brandished in public. Maybe Moshe should be directing his interest to the Jewish people and be asking them and be encouraging them to be more pliable and less inflexible. It's just a very strange combination of factors to be commanding Yehoshua in the presence of the Jewish people. If anything, as Ramban implies, if this public commanding of Yehoshua to be forbearing and tolerant to the Jewish people takes place in front of the Jewish people, then they may justify even greater discipline and rebellious nature, because after all, their leader has been directly and explicitly instructed to be tolerant, so they have greater leeway and greater latitude. So the Ramban then migrates to a more pragmatic solution, and then he concludes with a more general solution, and I think the real genius in this Ramban is the interaction between the practical interpretation of Vitzivisa and the more general interpretation. The practical interpretation is that Moshe is commanding Yeshua about the responsibilities of leadership. And the Ramban iterates them. Number one, lihishtadel me'od binyanam, to exert the effort on their behalf, to be tireless and selfless and to work hard on their behalf. Lihos nilcham motzi omevi, to fight their battles, and from a military standpoint, to be the first in and the last out. There's an expression in the Israeli army, acharai, that the officer has to take the lead. And of course, even in a more metaphoric sense, even if not in the context of a battlefield, but real leadership is modeling the behavior you preach, not just in your own life, but trying to model it even more so. I've said very often that what made Rav Lichtenstein's leadership so compelling is that we felt as if he spoke down to us, not in a condescending way, but whatever challenges he expected of us, whatever levels he raised us towards, we felt as if he was performing even more than that. So there's never a hint or a whiff of hypocrisy, or of as if he was just pontificating, and as if he were offering empty platitudes. So the second challenge of a leader is not just work and effort and investment and hopefully emotional passion, but also to be to represent or reflect the message in his own behavior. And the third aspect of leadership that Moshe is demanding and mandating to Yoshua is lehizahir b'dvar hamishpat. Again, in a strictly legal sense, to be a fair adjudicator and a fair judge. But I think in a broader sense, to just come across as fair and even-handed and balanced, not just in a formal legal setting. But I think when people sense fair and even-handed leadership, they're more willing to trust and to follow that leader. And there's got to be a balance. And those are the three specific details that Moshe commands Yoshua. And he commands them in the presence of the Jewish people so that they would have trust that their leader is being encouraged and directed to these traits. And therefore, of course, leadership is always reciprocal and bilateral, and leadership is only as strong as the willingness of the constituents to accept that leadership. So according to the Ramban, there are some very, very practical deliveries and statements and instructions, and Ramban cites Devarim Perek Lamed Aleph, in which Moshe actually does encourage Yoshua towards these obligations. So for the Ramban, the Tzivisa is commanding Yoshua not just towards his responsibilities in a general sense to be tolerant and forbearing, but towards very specific tasks of leadership. And then the Ramban broadens the description, and he says that sometimes we find in Tanakh the word litzavos, to command, as just a general term to convey appointment and designation and selection. He quotes Nehemiah Perakeh, which Nehemiah is describing his appointment, and those are obviously some very, very trying and difficult times, the attempt to rebuild Yerushalayim and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So Nehemiah writes, this is in Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Miyom Asher Tzivo Si Lihios, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me, Lenagid Alamo, or when Nasan Hanavi is speaking to David in Shmuel Beis, and they're trying again to build the Beis HaMikdash, Lenayom Asher Tzivisi Shoftim Elami Yisrael, Hashem says, from the moment that I appointed Shoftim. So the Ramban is actually asserting a very different claim. The word litzavos does not have to pertain or relate to specific instructions to command someone to a particular task of leadership. It becomes a generalized term connoting appointment, designation of leaders. And the Ramban cites two examples from Tanakh where there's no specific commands which this word litzavot refers to, as opposed to Parshas Pinchas, where the Ramban was able to identify several commands and instructions. And I think that the merging of these two final sections or segments of the Ramban is important, that a leader is commanded, and a leader should see himself as facing responsibilities and tasks and commandments and obligations, and whether they're specifically delineated, as the Ramban was able to identify here, and the transference from Moshe to Yoshua to work on their behalf, to be the first one in general, and behavioral demands, to be someone who's fair, and even-handed and balanced, or even if the setting does not imply particular obligations, a leader is an obligated person, and he's dedicated and responsible, and it's not the leader who's flashy, who's charismatic, who becomes a cult figure, who uses his power. I think the word power is a complete foreign and unrelated aspect to leadership. In fact, it can be very abusive. It can allow leaders to become abusive. A leader doesn't have power. A leader has responsibility and has empowerment from a constituency that empowers him with that leadership and has to dispense with those responsibilities faithfully and selflessly. So it's an important Ramban about leadership, and it begins with this strange word of commanding. And the Ramban is able to find certain commands that Moshe delivers to Yeshua, but because the sense of commandment and obligation is so inherent to leadership, the word to command becomes a synonym for designation of leadership.